There is some debate on whether Russia has military personnel fighting in Ukraine, but there is no debate on whether Russian military equipment is in use there. In fact, some of that Russian equipment in Ukraine is pretty new stuff. So Russia could be using Ukraine as a testing lab for its military. Keir Giles is keeping an eye on that. He's with the Conflict Studies Research Center in Oxford, in England.
These are not all new weapons and armor and equipment that we're seeing in this in Ukraine, but what is definitely new is the systems behind them, the command and control, the intelligence support, the electronic warfare support that Russia is testing after having developed those capabilities intensively over the last 7 years since the Georgia War. So all of the equipment we're seeing in pictures coming out of eastern Ukraine is not necessarily brand new, up to date, and a match for their Western equivalents, but certainly what's going on behind the scenes is very new.
Yeah, how advanced, how good are these control systems, as you put it, as good as the United States?
No, nobody is saying that that this is actually a match for U.S. capabilities, but it is certainly more than a match for what the Ukrainian military can field against them, because Ukraine has not gone through this intensive program of modernization that the Russian military has, and therefore they're at a strong disadvantage. That's the reason why Ukraine is asking for support, not just in the form of weaponry, but also non-lethal systems that will actually just enhance their survivability in the face of these Russian attacks.
Right. How do the Russians see the use of these systems in battlefield conditions? What is the advantage?
What the Russians discovered when they went to war last time in Georgia in 2008 was that they simply were not capable at that time of waging modern warfare in the way that they wanted to. They realized that there were serious deficiencies in their armed forces in some of these modern techniques. For example, the use of drones for intelligence and surveillance. This was a huge capability gap which the Russians discovered with the Georgians in 2008, and they've worked extremely hard to remedy that in the period since. The results of what we're seeing in eastern Ukraine at the moment, where Ukrainian forces are actually under close surveillance by Russian drones and targeted as a result.
So you're saying that the lesson that the Russians learned in the war in Georgia in 2008 is that they need dress rehearsals for military hardware and systems, not war games, but actual war. And that's what's going on right now?
Well, I think they relish the opportunity to have a live proving ground for all of the systems that they've been trying to work up in the period since. This is the kind of opportunity that that militaries don't normally get, a kind of dress rehearsal short of full-scale conflict to measure their capabilities against the likely opposition.
Russia's capabilities just outweigh what's happening with Ukraine's capabilities. So why should they feel the need to deploy absolutely the best that they've got?
Russia is in the middle of a transformation process. It's not the end result of what they're trying to achieve. They're at the midpoint of a very long-term program of bringing their forces up to capability where they can achieve their ambition of overmatching Western forces once again. At the moment, as we've seen, they're more than a match for militaries which are in the former Soviet Union area, the former Soviet republics, but they still have a way to go before they can confidently take on NATO countries. But that is what they are aiming for and what they have been aiming for some time.
So tell me this, if the U.S. were to send military hardware to Ukraine to support their military, what would be the most useful?
Well, the Ukrainians have come up with a fairly detailed shopping list of what they need most urgently at the moment. In terms of lethal weaponry, probably the top of the list is anti-tank weapons because, again, due to this lack of military modernization in Ukraine over the last 20 years, those anti-armor systems that they do have are out of date and in many cases simply inoperable. Meanwhile, they're facing up against some more modern Russian armor than they can field themselves, and therefore they're looking for assistance in that area specifically.
Keir Giles with the Conflict Studies Research Center in Oxford, England. Thanks very much.
Thank you.